The snow day, asynchronous learning day, pure unearned golden joy arriving by text message before anyone's even fully awake. The text says school's closed, but the follow-up email says asynchronous learning day, and the pure joy of the first message curdles slightly under the second one. The kids still log on. You still have to be available, still answering messages, still technically working, a snow day with homework attached, sunshine with strings tied to it. The gift got taxed before you'd even unwrapped it. This is joy conditional, warmth that came with fine print, still real, just diminished, and worth noticing the difference. You're allowed to feel the letdown even while you're grateful for what's left of the day. Take what's genuinely free about it and set the rest down where it belongs, on the clock. What may cross your path? Good news will arrive with conditions attached that quietly cancel out part of the relief. A break will get partially reclaimed by exactly the obligation it was supposed to be a break from. You'll feel gratitude and disappointment about the same thing at the same time. You'll set a boundary around how much of the free day is actually going to be free. Take the real portion of the break and defend it. You don't owe the whole day just because part of it got clawed back. Your mantra, I can take what's actually free and let the rest wait.